Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mr. Sunshine, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
You sound like you're rested and ready to go.
Hell no, I'm sick. I got a cold.
Well, you're hiding it very well.
I'm trying.
Okay. Well, speaking about trying, not much sports news, really.
Oh, there's a big one.
Okay, what's the big
one? There's a couple of them.
What's the big one?
The Nets won on the road in Houston last night.
Wow.
Yep, that's a big win.
That is a very big win.
So this team's for real.
The Russian owner is going to be getting some money back for his team. That's great.
Team is for real. I mean, that was a big win last night. And they were down late in the game, and they fought back, hit a couple of big baskets to send it to overtime, and then won in overtime, 145-142, another low-scoring game. Nonetheless, that's a huge win for Brooklyn. And this team, if they can go to Houston and win a game, they can go anywhere and win a game. And winning on the road in the NBA is the big thing, and the Nets can do it. They can win at home. They can win on the road. They're a competitive team.
Islanders also have been pretty good of late.
Yeah, they're not playing bad. The Islanders are playing pretty decent, too. Long Island, home of the champions.
Now, are they playing in Brooklyn still?
They're still in Brooklyn, yeah, but I think they're picking up more games in the Coliseum and eventually moving back out there.
Yeah, they fixed up the Coliseum nice. It's a little smaller, but they fixed it
nice. It's a smaller venue, but, you know, I'd sooner play in front of a full small house than a half-empty big house.
The Hartford Whalers, when they were in Hartford, and the house only held 17,000 to 18,000 people.
17,000 to 18,000 is not small.
They had it packed all the time.
17,000 to 18,000 is not small. 13 small, 14 small, but 17,000 to 18,000, that's a decent crowd.
Yeah. All right, so that's
a big win for them last night.
All right, so what's another big story there?
I think the Yankees think that baseball's turning into softball and you can play with 14 players on the field.
Why?
They picked up another infielder yesterday. They picked up DJ LeMahieu yesterday from Colorado. So now that means they picked up LeMahieu and Tulowitzki, and they still have everybody else that's they got Gleyber Torres, Andujar, Rodriguez is Gregorius is he's getting his shoulder fixed. You got Luke Voit and Greg Bird at first. How many guys are you going to play?
Well, I mean, you know what?
This
guess,
is like a revolving door.
I guess they're just covering their covering their bases.
Covering their bases. I mean, it's going to be one of those things like it's a high school team. Okay, who's playing now? I don't understand what the heck they're doing. I think the roster is still a 24-man roster when you break camp. It's not 40 all year long. Maybe the new manager thinks it's a 40-man roster year round. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. Well, I hope they know what they're doing, but you can't break camp with seven infielders. It's not going to work. But we'll see what happens.
Well, you never can tell. Well, maybe they're priming to get rid of Greg Bird finally.
I don't know. We'll see. But.
Well, at least they're not, at least so far, knock on wood, they haven't signed Machado, and they haven't signed, what's his name, Harper. Right? Yeah. They haven't committed to these, like, eight-year-long fiasco contracts.
Yep, and so, I don't know.
I mean, so that's the good news. That's the good news.
Maybe they're doing it. You know, you fill up yourself with so many bodies, you can't do it. So we'll see what happens. Mets got rid of one player yesterday and picked up a new one. They got rid of, what was his name? The guy that was crying last year when they wanted to get rid of him a couple years ago. What's his name? Can't think of his name. Torres, not Torres. Whatever. They got rid of him. He went to Arizona, and they got Jed Lowry. So just a little change of scenery for both players. Lowry's not bad, but he's 35 years old. Again, the Mets are picking up the retreaded tires. So see what happens. It's a tale of two teams. I don't know what the heck they're doing.
Well, maybe the teams do. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So now you got Cano, you got Lowry, you still got their shortstop. I guess Lowry's going to play third. I don't know. Where's he going to play?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we'll see.
I don't know.
What so else? Now you got two part-time infielders with Lowry and Frazier.
See where Bob Costas and NBC finally split?
Yep, 40 years.
Well, you could see it coming. No matter what you think of Costas's commentaries and stuff, he is a pretty stand-up guy.
I like Costas.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He calls it the way it is. He don't care.
That's exactly
right. He tells
you
the truth.
And he's had some problems with NBC, especially when they teamed with the WWE and formed that football league.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. You know, when you have an allegiance with NBC, you have to lie. And if lying's not your MO, you're going to have problems with it.
But
Costas is not a liar.
And if you want to see Costas, he's on the MLB Network, which is a pretty good network, by the way, folks.
I watch it all the time.
It's one of the, you know, it's much better than the NFL Network. It's better than the NHL Network, and I think it's really a terrific network. I think they do a good job.
The MLB Network is not a show network. It's a bunch of guys that talk baseball that are knowledgeable about the sport. They give you their opinions, and their opinions mean something because they played in the league. And I find it valuable for young players because they give you a couple of how-to and why sessions. I don't, of course, watch the NBA Network or the NFL Network as much as I watch the MLB Network, but the MLB Network is helpful for people. And like I said, they're giving you their insight as a player, and it's useful if you're interested in that side of it.
Well, and they're having fun while they do it.
Oh yeah, they do have a lot of fun. They hit balls around the studio and they do all kinds of different things, and I find it useful. I mean, young players that I work with, and most of them have that network. I tell them to watch it because you can learn some good stuff from it, and it doesn't cost you $150 an hour to learn it.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, we got to check in with Pat because we have that storm coming. What are they calling for you down there? Just rain?
I don't know. They keep changing it. Wilmer Flores is the guy that left the Mets, by the way.
Oh, okay.
They keep changing it. It's supposed to rain. Now it's a little snow and then a little ice, and it's a little snow tonight, rain tomorrow, and then Armageddon comes in over the weekend. Isn't it amazing how these storms now, they're all named, they're all Armageddon-like. It's not, we're going to have snow this weekend, 6 inches. Okay, no, batten down the hatches.
They got to name the storms.
Yeah, everything's sensationalized.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking about sensational, we'll be back tomorrow, and we have to do our picks for the weekend.
Yeah, we'll do those picks and some horse picks, some nice races this weekend down at Fairgrounds. So we're going down to the Bayou for the weekend.